Connie, Connie, Boyd, Boyd, 831-54. She's a 70-year-old woman with history of asthma from Houston. She's used to be a nurse. She was recently hospitalized with exacerbation of COPD. She's been on oxygen for some time. She was sent home on oxygen on 2 liters. She's had a tremendous change in her condition with decreased appetite, increased anxiety, lower extremity edema, symptoms of corpulmonale, decreased sleep, anxiety, shortness of breath, O2 dependency, requiring help with all ADL now, pretty much bedbound, can get into the wheelchair with help, and overall worsening COPD period. She suffers from PTSD, hypertension, had a history of lymphoma, significant weight loss, decreased appetite, and other issues that was mentioned above, period. New paragraph, she has extensive history of smoking or drinking alcohol in the past. The only surgery she's had has been bone knee surgery. It's COVID immunization and flu immunization is up to date. Recent hospitalization was for pneumonia, as I mentioned, with total worsening symptoms since discharge. Patient's lymphoma was some time ago and required chemotherapy. They found some lymphadenopathy in her neck, but she refused any more chemo for lymphoma at this time. Family history, mom died of CHF, dad was murdered. Allergy, prednisone and statins, medication. She uses 3 liters of oxygen, nebulizer every 4 hours, metoprolol 50 BID, Duoneb, and butonazone, steroid inhaler, and aldactone 25 milligram once a day, and Zoloft 50 milligram once a day. Under social put down, she's divorced twice and has 2 children. An exam, her O2 side is 92% on 3 liters. She's very short of breath. She's very anxious. She's shaky. Heart rate is 120. Respiration is 22. And blood pressure is 140 over 90. Heart pulses, swim pulses, two tachycardic, lung, bronchi, aroused bilaterally, abdomen soft. Scaphoid neck shows shoddy lymphadenopathy, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows 1+ edema, left greater than right. Assessment, here we have a 70-year-old woman with end-stage COPD associated with hypoxemia, O2 dependency, corpulmonale, right-sided heart failure, tachycardia, shortness of breath, anxiety, recent hospitalization with pneumonia and exacerbation of COPD. Patient has had significant weight loss, decreased appetite, as well as lower extremity edema related to her pulmonary hypertension, period. She's quite weak. She is not bedbound. She requires help around the clock, ADL dependent, and wears a diaper because she's no longer able to get to the restroom in time. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Patient is on Zoloft at this time. I believe patient would benefit from Xanax to help with their anxiety symptoms and continuation of metoprolol because of her tachycardia. The aldactone 25 milligram was recently added to help with the lower extremity swelling and the pulmonary hypertension as well. Thank you.